In this bulletin, Ukraine accuses Russia of drone strike hit on railway station. Melissa McIntosh defends coalition charter letters amid shadow cabinet resignations. And in rugby league, Payne Huss seeks to understand new Broncos coach Michael Maguire's winning drive. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of terror after a drone strike hit a railway station in the northeastern city of Shostka, killing one person and wounding around 30 others. Officials say two passenger trains were struck in quick succession, including one heading to Kyiv. Among the injured are three children, the youngest just 7 years old. In his nightly address, Mr. Zelensky condemned the attack as a deliberate strike on civilians.
Dear Ukrainians, today, almost the entire day, there have been brutal Russian strikes on the city of Shostka in the Sumy region, a strike on the railway station, on the energy sector, on civilian infrastructure. This is typical Russian terror. Dozens of drones. One of the hits was directly on a train, an ordinary train, with no military purpose whatsoever.
He adds that Moscow continues to reject peace efforts and urged Western allies, including the G7 and G20, to respond firmly to what he called Russia's terrorist methods. Australia's opposition communications minister, Melissa McIntosh, has defended the coalition's use of so-called charter letters, describing them as a normal part of organisational practice. The letters issued by the leader of the opposition, Susan Lee, outline the key performance indicators and policy goals expected of each shadow minister, effectively setting out their responsibilities and priorities. Ms. McIntosh tells Sky News the process brings clarity after criticism that it had caused tension within the frontbench.
It just makes it clear what the KPIs are and what we should deliver policy-wise, which is important because a lot of Australians said we lacked policy intent at the last election.
She also expressed regret over Andrew Hastie's resignation from Shadow Cabinet, calling it a principled decision, and said high immigration pressures were a legitimate concern for communities in Western Sydney. Lillian Klein, co-founder of the grassroots Jewish group Project A, says she feels somewhat optimistic about reports that 48 hostages could soon be released under a new peace framework, but admits deep mistrust towards Hamas. She tells SBS Hebrew.
I feel a sense of cautious optimism around the possibility of the release of 48 hostages, half of whom we are hoping are alive, and of course the return of those who were murdered in captivity, coupled with a deep sense of mistrust at Hamas, a terror organisation who has not negotiated at any point in good faith.
Ms. Klein says the Jewish community in Australia is emotionally exhausted, especially after the killing of two elderly worshippers in Manchester, and continues to live under tight security. She hopes the talks mark a turning point in the conflict, easing both the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and a surge in global anti-Semitism. More than 67,000 people have been killed in Israel's assault on Gaza following Hamas's attack on October 7, 2023, which killed 1,200 people and took 250 hostage. Health experts are warning of a growing crisis in Australia's sexual health, with shame, stigma and outdated attitudes blamed for a surge in sexually transmitted infections. STI rates have risen by 46% over the past decade, with untreated cases of chlamydia and gonorrhea leading to serious health complications. In 2023, nearly 110,000 cases of chlamydia were recorded, almost 70% among women. Gonorrhea was the second most common infection, with more than 40,000 cases, half involving people aged 15 to 29. Experts say the true figures are likely much higher, as many infections go undiagnosed due to mild symptoms and declining rates of testing. And in rugby, star prop Payne Huss wants to understand what drives his new boss Michael Maguire, appointed Brisbane Broncos coach late last year. Huss had already worked with Maguire in 2024 when they helped New South Wales overturn a 1-0 deficit to win the State of Origin series in Brisbane, their first victory there since 2005. That triumph propelled Maguire to the top job at Redhill, taking charge of the NRL's most prestigious club, which has gone 19 years without a premiership. Huss says he was keen to learn more about the man renowned for his fierce discipline and relentless hunger to win. And that's all the latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stewart.